Oh, hi, friends. I almost forgot to like actually say that, and that would be a travesty. Can't have that. Oh, that's what I was gonna talk about. I see. I come into these with the thought. Oh, that's a loud airplane. Sorry. I'm very easily distracted. So I always come into these with the thought of what I'm going to talk about, and then I almost immediately forget it. So, good job me. But, today I thought it, it'd be fun to talk about dicks. I kind of love dick, like a lot. They're just so fun. Like, I don't have like tons of experience with dick, and in fact, mostly have experience with growers, funny enough. which are awesome. Growers are so cool. They're just like magic. Like, it just goes from tiny to big. It's so cool. Like, all dicks are fun, but I just think there's something extra fun about a grower. It's like a magic trick in your pants. But I just like dick. I like sucking dick. That's always fun. Anytime I talk about sucking dick, I just think about the first time I sucked dick and how he asked me if it was not my first time. And I was like, no, I just, read a weird amount of fan fiction about sucking dick. Yeah, that's right. Fan fiction about dick sucking. erotic fan fiction's funny. But I read a lot of it as a teenager. yeah, so I always liked the idea of sucking dick, and so when I had the opportunity, obviously I had to try it out for myself, and it was very fun. I enjoy it. One thing that's kind of annoying is my gag reflex does not like sucking dick as much as I do. So that's something I'm working on, but, Also, I have kind of a small mouth. It's very annoying at times. I one time had my dentist remark three times in the appointment, "Oh, you have a really small mouth." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. You said that like 2 minutes ago." Because, dentist appointments, like the dentist himself is not really there for very long, or herself. They're not usually there for that long. It's usually the hygienist that's there for most of it. Anyways, I am going off on a weird tangent again. But, I have a small mouth. So that can make it also annoying. Because my jaw will get, like, sore. Which is less than ideal, but I keep going because dick is fun. I have definitely pushed myself too far before. And threw up on a dick. Luckily, my ex was very understanding, and he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. Sorry, I vomited on your dick. I felt bad. Though in my defense, I was trying to pull off, and he pushed my head back down. But, just so annoying because sometimes I just want to be like throat fucked. And then my gag reflex is like, hey, maybe not though. So annoying. You know when your body just doesn't want to do what you want it to do? I have that problem a lot. Especially when it comes to like sucking dick. I just want to be able to be face fucked and not have to worry about, you know, throwing up on a dick again, because that was not fun. I also love being fucked so much. It's just the best. It's just so much fun. Actually, I got fucked yesterday, which was fun. I had my my ex come over to help me take some pictures, which some of which didn't turn out that great, but that's fine. I got a few good ones, which is what I wanted. Also, apparently the lighting in my room just hates slow-mo videos, which is so sad, because I was gonna have a slow-mo video of my ass getting slapped, but no. Instead, it's just a strobing nightmare. we fucked once before we took photos, once after, and then again before he left. So that was a very fun time. I don't know, I love getting dicked. So, because it was the weekend, you know, my entire family was home, and my room doubles as the laundry room, which is usually why I don't invite people over on the weekend, but since it was my ex, I didn't, you know, care, because my family already knows him. they interrupted us the first time. He was literally inside me. And then, knock, knock, knock. So frustrating. But, you know, luckily we continued on after, but interruptions are always annoying. Also, I had to be kind of quiet, which is also annoying because I'm not good at that when I'm being fucked or touched by another person. Once again, left hand. Fuck. I'm fucking myself. It's pretty fun, but it's just not the same. Fuck. That's a good way to pass the time, though. We like to talk on Skype, and it almost always quickly devolves into phone sex. He can tell you, I come a lot. It's just more fun when there's somebody else involved, you know? Like, these are fun. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy making these. But there's definitely something different about having somebody there, like, listening and playing along. Like, obviously I know there are people playing along while they listen, but there's something different. Had a small amount of sweat drip down my nose. One of my favorite. I really like getting fucked doggy. Like, it's probably my favorite of, like, the three positions I've fucked in, but, you know, that's obviously open to change. but I don't know, there's just something fun about it, and I love it when, like, oh, hi, dog. Okay, she decided to shush. I love it when I... No, let me have my time. I think I have to go save a dog. No? No? Okay. Okay, yeah, I do. I'll be back. So, it's actually been like an hour. I laughed and my vibrator fell out. what was I saying? Oh yeah, so my mom came home for lunch, so that was, a wonderful interruption, but hey, the good news is I'm now have the house to myself, so yay. Oh, that's right, I was in the middle of a sentence. I was gonna talk about how I love getting fucked from behind, and I love it when my partner grabs my hips and, like, pulls me back onto them. I find that really hot. Also, like, I love a good rough fuck. I also love getting my hair pulled on. I don't know, it's just very fun. I like it rough, in case that wasn't obvious. I don't think it's ever actually happened while I've recorded, but I am an occasional squirter. And the most annoying thing about being an occasional squirter is I'm never prepared for when it happens. Because sometimes it just sneaks up on me and then it's like, oh shit, well, my comforter's wet now, or ah shit, now it's all over my sheets. Or my personal favorite, oh shit, it's all over my desk chair, and I forgot to put down a blanket. Because normally I will do that for my desk chair, because I get a little bit sweaty. So, you know, and it's a faux leather, and I don't think sweat plus faux leather goes together well. I'm just guessing. Good spot to end it. Ah, there's a bug on my monitor. I fixed it.